Our phone number is 318-253-4187. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, with Bishop Dr. Wayne Thomas and Minister Charissia Thomas.
Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we pause just to say thank you. We say happy Father's Day to you, Father God. Thank you for being our eternal God. A God that's taught us and teaches us how to be fathers. Thank you for fathering all of us all at the same time. Now, God, all of us confess we have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. We repent of all thy sins in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, and we pray now that you forgive us of all of our sins. Now, Master, it is teaching, preaching time. Hide thine servant behind thine cross where there is power. Let your people see you and none of us. God, we thank you and we promise to give you all the glory, honor, and the praise that's due to your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
We certainly thank God for him, Jesus Christ, for the leading and guiding of his Holy Spirit. Thank God for Lady Thomas, our children. Thank God for our guest evangelist on today.
Praise God.
And thank God for this church called House of Praise.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. We have had a high hallelujah time in the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
Yes, he is.
God is great.
Yes.
God is kind.
Come on.
And yet God is merciful.
Brag on the Lord.
And for that we say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You should already be there. We've given you the book already, the Gospel according to St. Matthew. The 6th chapter, that 25th verse through the 34th verse. All of this is in red. This is Jesus talking. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. Amen. Y'all bear with us. We're going to get through this. Amen. It is quite some reading. Amen. The Gospel of Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 25th verse, the Bible reads, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life,
come on now,
what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and a body more than raiment?
Come on now.
Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your dad is, that's number one, your heavenly Father, feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which to this day and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. Here it is again, number two. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Last verse, 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of God's most holy and divine word. Amen. Thus is the reading of God's word for the people of God. I simply want to talk about God the Father.
All right.
God the Father.
All right.
Now stay with me. The term designates the first person of the Trinity. Y'all stay with me?
Yes, Lord.
God had revealed himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
To the eternal Son, the Father stand related as to no other being, and find in the Son the perfect and infinite object of his love. With this highest meaning in view, the apostles, stay with me now, speak of God as the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
All right.
Now, if you know Bishop Thomas, you know that I am a student of the Word.
Come on.
Now, I told us that the apostles, amen, speak of God as the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Come on,
didn't I tell you that? And so I got to back it up now with scripture. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 3. 1 Corinthians 8 verse 6. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. Are y'all still out there?
Come on, Bishop.
You will find these statements in scripture that God is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Now, being that God is the Father,
yeah,
and we are his children, are y'all still there?
Yes, Lord.
We need to learn on this Father's Day that the best Father, amen, that you and I could ever have is God. And when we learn that and understand that, God meets all of his children need all at the same time.
Yes.
Are y'all with me here? And so now, my beloved brothers and sisters, Jesus says in the gospel according to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 8, King James Version.
Yeah.
Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father, that is, knoweth what things ye have need of even before you ask him.
Yes.
And so in saying that, my beloved brothers and sisters, God is our Father.
Yes, he is.
And we that are saved and have accepted Jesus, his only begotten Son, are y'all with me?
Come on.
As Lord and Savior, are in the family of God.
Yes.
And so now, in our text today, we are in the Gospel of Matthew. And now Matthew was one of the 12, original 12 disciples.
Mm-hmm.
And Matthew, which was called Levi, was a tax collector. Mm-hmm. His hometown was Capernaum.
Yeah.
And the purpose of this gospel was to show Jewish readers and us that Jesus is their Messiah and promised King. God the Father. Come on, tell God thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, say thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Come on, tell him thank you again.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, say happy Father's Day, God.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Come on, happy Father's Day, God.
Day, Lord.
Because after all,
God is
our eternal Father.
Yes, Lord.
Are y'all with me here?
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I thank God for all my spiritual fathers did and my earthly fathers.
Yeah.
Amen. But nobody can take the place of God the Father.
Come on now.
And so now, look at Jesus with his wise self. Matthew 6:25.
Come on.
For Jesus says, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment?
Uh-huh.
Now, to break this 25th verse down in the 6th chapter, called Matthew. The rabbinic style argument reasons that if God does a greater thing for us, he will surely do lesser things. Specifically, if God created us, the greater accomplishments, he is certainly capable of feeding you and I with the lesser accomplishments.
Yes, he is.
In other words, when Jesus says, is life more than raiment? Mm-hmm. Raiment means clothing or garments.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me?
Come on.
I know we want to look good. We want to be suave.
Yeah.
We want to be fine as wine. Amen. But Jesus says,
Jesus, come on.
Is life not more than meat, that food,
uh-huh.
and the body more than the clothing or the garments.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, God is our heavenly Father. Jesus said, God will provide all of these things.
Yes.
Don't you set yourself up and worry about these things.
Come on,
am I right there?
Yeah.
Because the Bible says that life is more than food and clothing.
Yeah.
But look at the text. Look at the text. Behold the fowls of the air. Now, Jesus said, when he said, behold, house of praise, he's saying for us to look on, to look at, to grasp. The fowl, the bird that's in the air. Isn't that what he's saying?
Yes.
For they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather in the barns. But I love this. But yet your heavenly Father feedeth them.
Yes.
They don't work or labor for the food. But God, somehow in his mysterious, miraculous way, he feed the birds and the fowl. I got the name Thomas of the air.
Yeah.
Am I right there?
Yes.
Is that all right?
Come on now.
And so, are ye not much better than they? Jesus saying, if God our Father feeds the fowl of the air, aren't we better than birds?
Come on. Yeah.
Because I heard Lady Thomas in our Sunday school said, God the Father, our Father.
Come on.
Amen. Are y'all still with me?
Come on, Bishop. Yeah.
God our Father cares for you and I.
Yes, he does.
And God gives us provision beyond provision.
Yeah, Lord.
God shows favor on us Thank you, Holy Ghost. Because he created us in his own image and his own likeness. Am I in Bible country?
Yeah, Lord.
And so, which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto its stature? Now, the words translated cubit and stature refers to longevity. Worry is futile and cannot prolong life. Mm-hmm. So no matter if we worry about it or not, we can't change it, right?
Nope.
Isn't that what Jesus said?
Give it to the Lord.
So why worry ourselves to death over things that we don't have the power to change?
Come on.
The old folk put it this way. Give it to Jesus.
Give it to him.
And leave it there.
Yes.
Don't pick it back up and take it up with you again.
Come
on. But get it off of us and put it on Jesus. Because he can handle it better than we can.
Yes.
Am I right there? And so, and why take ye thought for raiment? Mm-hmm. Now he said raiment again. Mm-hmm. That's clothing or garments. He says, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. Mm-hmm. In other words, the flowers, the lilies, they grow. God nurtures them with his soil, with his dirt, with his water, with his dew, with his rain. Am I right there?
Come on, Bishop.
And you ladies that plant, I think I'm all right there, right?
Come on, you up in there.
And so now, when you till the soil, amen, that allows more growth, amen, to happen. But Jesus says that the lilies of the field neither till the soil at all. But he say, God allows them to grow and clothe them.
Come on.
So what is he saying? If God takes care of the lilies of the field, surely he will clothe you and I. Am I in the Bible?
Yeah.
You got to read it, y'all. His creation. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. So God took time to array and put his splendor on the lily and made them grow and look beautiful. And if God did that for them and made them much more beautiful than Solomon, will not God take care and clothe you and I?
Come on, yes, Lord.
Wherefore, if God, that is again, so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall he not much more clothe you?
Yes.
O ye of what? Little faith.
Come on.
Jesus revealed that the real cause of anxiety is when disciples have little faith, meaning doubt about God's power and disbelief in his desire to provide for his children.
Come on.
See, I understand sometimes it gets rocky and rough on this journey.
Yeah.
But I believe all of us can attest to this. I just heard a powerful testimony.
Come on, Bishop.
When you are and I are down to nothing, good God Almighty. God is always
up to something.
Come
on, hallelujah.
You remember when we were down last time. And you remember when you go to the mailbox, all of a sudden you got a check for $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, and $4,000, and $5,000. That's the God we serve.
Yes,
He's able to provide for his children.
That's right.
Am I right there?
Hallelujah.
Thank God for him being our heavenly Father.
Yes.
God the Father
God
is our Father.
Yes.
And we thank God that he has the power, provision, and might to provide for all his children all at the same time.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
For God is able to provide for his children. And so now, therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? See, Jesus allows us to go yet so far. And he has to remind us every now and then, we are his. And it is his charge to him that he have to provide and take care of his children. One thing about God, God has never and will never be put on child support.
Come on, come on. And you don't have no shortcomings. There's nothing short about it.
Am I right about it?
Hallelujah.
I can attest and you can attest. And we got down to our last dime. Here comes a check of cash out of nowhere. And that was nobody but God letting the devil know. And the world. And the people in the world. That's my child. And my child was in life. But I'm never in life. And because my child was in need, there you go, baby. Don't worry about it. God got you.
God, yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. God. Oh. Don't you know how to come through?
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And so don't worry about what you don't have. Just give it to the Lord.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
Look at the word 32. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your, that is again, Heavenly Father, knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Wait a minute. God, you know I need a nice car, a nice truck to move around and to get me from not, we're not downplaying God to make the church radio world feel good. Amen. But we not, I don't just want a car, a truck,
come on.
To get it from A to B.
Mm-mm.
Evangelists, we want vehicles that can take us around the world.
That's it, come on.
And
come
don't
on.
Break down.
Yeah.
If we want to get in our vehicle and go from here to Texas, amen, we want to be blessed like that.
Come on.
If we want to go to California, we want to go to Florida, we want more than some A and B vehicles.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And Jesus said, Lady Thomas, if that's what you want, you can ask.
Hello, thank you. Thank you, my daddy.
And so now, don't let nobody downplay your dream, your vision, your goal, your faith, nor the power and hand of God.
Come on. Come on.
Because God is able to do exceeding abundant above all things we can ask or think or even imagine.
Come on.
Am I right there?
Yeah.
And so Jesus said, your Heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things.
Yes.
If you want a nice suit of dress, you can have it.
Yes.
You want a house, you can have it. You want some land, you can have it. You want some money in your pocket, in the bank, you can have it. You serve God.
Yeah.
And can't nobody be God. Give it. And he's the best boss that I did ever run across.
That paid well.
That paid well. I used to work for the state of Louisiana. And they paid pretty good.
Come on.
Amen. I know some that work for the federal government. They pay real good.
Mm-hmm.
We have our own businesses and they pay all right. But God, when he decides to supersede all of that, our expectation, he blows our natural minds.
Oh,
am I right there?
Come on, Bishop. Woo.
Jesus says, write the text. Obsession with material possessions display warped priorities of the Gentiles. See, if we put God first, God will bless us, and watch what he's saying. But seek what? Come on, y'all. Ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. See, Jesus is right in line. Jesus says, for your heavenly Father in 32, and we're going to come back to 33, know it that ye have need of all these things. But if we want them things, we got to do something. We have to seek first the kingdom of God.
The kingdom.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And his righteousness.
Yes.
And all these things shall be added unto you.
Yes.
See, and I'm not even using myself today. I'm out of it. But Lady Thomas and Evangelist, the reason why God bless y'all so much.
Come on, Bishop, tell the story.
Because when people can't see what y'all see
come on.
Your own self, what God showed you,
come on.
And they doubt you,
come on.
God bless you, and then God shut up their mouth.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
Amen. Because they say, well, you know, they women of God, and they're not over here, and I'm not going to be messy, but I'm telling the truth. They're not over there at this place, and they're not over there. If they were over here, I don't care where we at, where you at. If your heart is in the right place with God, God will bless you in the place where people doubted you.
Come on.
Am I right about it?
Yes, Lord.
And that's what Jesus is saying. If we seek first, y'all sought the kingdom of God.
Yes, Lord.
And by seeking the kingdom of God, that's why you got the blessing you got.
Yes, Lord.
And guess what?
Yes,
God is not through with you yet.
Come on, yes, Lord.
He's going to keep blessing you.
Yeah.
The more you doubt, the more God going to bless you.
Come on, yes, Lord.
And that's what God does.
Amen.
Take therefore no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Jesus did not prohibit planning for the future. We should plan for the future. Yes, we should.
Yes.
We should put a little bit up, a little cushion, like the old folks say. We should make sure that we have things prepared in case the weather get bad.
Yeah.
That we have access to certain things.
Yes.
So he did not prohibit us from planning for the future. Matter of fact, that's godly wisdom.
Amen.
But he did prohibit worrying about the future.
Come on, Bishop.
Once you have put a little aside, once you have done your part, then don't worry about the outcome. Amen.
Amen.
You have done wise in planning and doing the things that you ought to do.
Yes.
And so it's up to God to take care of you once you have planned how things are going to turn out. Mm-hmm. Am I right there? And so he urged his disciples instead to focus on the challenges of the present.
Uh-huh.
In other words, deal with where you are. And let God deal with where you're going.
Uh-huh.
Did y'all catch that?
Yeah.
Deal with the present where you are. And then allow God to take care of you where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't worry about tomorrow. If we are praying well for today, we good.
Mm-hmm.
And we good with God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
God will take care of tomorrow. We just challenge ourselves to deal with today, which is right now. And so, as I close, God, amen, is the Father.
Yes, he is.
And is that God is the ultimate source of life.
Yes, Lord.
And in this sense, he is the